Hi everyone, welcome to Take Ten for Torah number 465. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please let me know at RabbiYismach@TakeTenForTorah.org. So one of the unique things about Shabbos, and a lot has come up about Shabbos over the past few weeks in the Parshios, is that every Shmona Esrei, or I should say every Amidah, every time we get up to Daven, we say something different. On Friday night we say one thing, on Shabbos day we say another thing, and on Shabbos Mincha we say a third, as opposed to the Yom Tovim, the holidays, where we only say one formula, Ata Bechartana Mikal HaMamim. Here, Shacharis, Mincha, Marav, all of them change. The Seder Hayom explains that these three different Shmona Esreis, and again, I say Shmona Esrei because that's the colloquialism used to describe it, but really, as we've discussed before, there are not 18 blessings, Shmona Esrei blessings, there are only 7 blessings in the Shabbos or Yom Tov Shmona Esrei, and almost all of them, but I still call it Shmona Esrei, I apologize. So, in the Shmona Esrei of Shabbos, so each of the three represent a different historical Shabbos. The Seder HaYom explains that the first one, Friday night, refers to the Shabbos of Bereshis, the very first Shabbos that was celebrated or where God rested from creation. The second one, that's Shabbos Shacharis, that's the Shabbos of Matan Torah. The Torah was given on Shabbos, and we'll see a little bit more of that in a moment. The third and final Shmona Esrei, the final Amidah on Shabbos Mincha, is referring to the Shabbos La'asad Lavo in the future, the Shabbos of Olam Haba, when Mashiach comes, and Bayom Ahu Yiyah Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. That's how he puts it. On that day, when we understand God, to understand really what God is all about. Okay, so that is the span of the three Shabbosim of history are represented every single time we daven. So thematically, the first Friday night Shmona Esrei of Tikanta Shabbos refers to creation. It actually quotes from the Torah of Vayichulu, the actual passage which describes God resting on the seventh day from all of creation. As well, Shabbos Mincha focuses on Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad, you are one, and your name is one, and that's what's going to happen in the day. Bayom Ahu Yehi Hashem Echad V'Shmo Echad, we're going to understand that. So that refers to the end of days. Shabbos morning refers to, it seems, the Shabbos of Matan Torah. And we know when we read it, we have an allusion to this Matan Torah in the very first words. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelka. Moshe rejoiced at the gift of his portion. And that has to be explained. Moshe rejoiced at the gift of his portion. Ki eved neman karaslo, because he was called a faithful servant. Klil tferes b'rosho nesatalo, crown of glory you placed on his head, ba'amdo lefanechal har Sinai, when he stood before you on Mount Sinai. Ushnei luchos avanim harid yado, he brought down in his hand 2 tablets of stone, the kasav bahem shmiras Shabbos, and in those tablets, or on those tablets, was written shmiras Shabbos, the observance of Shabbos, v'chein kasav b'sarasecha, and so too it's written in your Torah. Then it goes on to quote from Shemos Lamed Aleph, the 31st chapter of Shemos, the end of Parshas Kisisa, when Moshe has the command of Shabbos reiterated to him, and then it refers to a next paragraph, Velona Sato, that this gift is specifically a gift for the Jewish people and to no other people. So there's a lot to talk about here in the theme of the Shabbos morning Shmona Esrei, but I want to specifically focus on the question of what does Moshe have to do with anything. So, of course, you might suggest, very simply, as some do, that this is the day that the Torah was given. Shabbos was the day that it was given, and so we are reenacting, we're calling on the characters of that moment, of that day. But many of the commentaries explain more. The Avodraham refers to a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses how a person who gives a gift has to inform them of the gift that they are receiving. And it brings as an example the fact that when God gives Shabbos to the Jewish people, he tells Moshe, L'das ki ani Hashem mikadeshchem, so that they know that I am Hashem who made you holy, I am the one who am giving you this gift of Shabbos. And it has the beautiful language in that Gemara on Shabbos, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Matana Tova, Yesh li b'veis kenazai, v'Shabbos Shemo. I have this beautiful gift in the storehouse, in my personal storehouse, and Shabbos is the name of that gift. V'ani mevakesh l'tnei Yisrael, and I want to give it to them. Lech v'hodiyem, let them know that they're going to get this special, special gift. And so the Gemara understands from here that we know from here that there was this matana tova. So Moshe yismach Moshe v'matnas chelko. So Moshe rejoiced at the gift of his portion. This was the gift of specifically Shabbos, and Moshe as the courier of this gift to the Jewish people. Okay, so that's one explanation of what this is about. The Avudraham also brings another interpretation, a beautiful medrash about Moshe being in the palace of Paro, and how he sees the Jews are working so hard, and he quotes a medrash from Shmos Rabbah, that when Moshe saw how hard they were working, he wanted to try to help, and so he came to Paro with the following argument. He said, "You're going to kill these people. They're working way too hard. They need a rest. If they rest, they'll be able to do more work for you the next time. So, tein lahem yom echad b'shavo. Give them one day a week. Shiyinuchu bo, that they can rest on. V'yischazku, let them strengthen themselves. V'yuchlu lisbol hashibud. Let them get through this subjugation. Let them survive it so they can continue to do work for you with that day of rest." Amar lo says Paro to him. Now, I just want to pause for a second before we see what Paro says to him, but the Shibola HaLeken actually refers to this a little bit differently. He says that Paro comes to Moshe and says, "Ma matana ata mevakesh mimeni? What gift do you want from me?" Kind of spins the story a little bit differently, but the story continues from that point, but it better explain how it fits into our tefillos. So again, he says, "What do you want? What do you want, Moshe? What gift do you want?" Or in this version of the Avudraham, this Medrash, "What do you want? What can I give you? What day would you like to choose?" So the Medrash continues to say that Moshe chooses the day of Shabbos. He has a reason that he chooses the day of Shabbos, but in any event, he chooses the day of Shabbos. And what's interesting is, it's not because there was some sort of tradition that Shabbos was observed amongst Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and it was like a Jewish thing, and so he knew this from some other source. How do I know? Because the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says, "Ich sheyetzim Mitzrayim, when we actually were finally delivered from Egypt, nitein lehem ha-Shabbos, we were given Shabbos." And we were given Shabbos well before the Aseres HaDibros of Zachar Sema Shabbos Lekancho. We were given it in Mara, perhaps earlier. Nitein lehem ha-Shabbos, v'kivin shirah Moshe. When Moshe saw, shehiskima daito ladas Yotzro, when his understanding was the same as the understanding of his creator, meaning he had been mechavein, he had come to the same conclusion that Shabbos was necessary, and specifically he picked the seventh day of the week on which to have that rest. He was so happy that he came to the same conclusion. Samach simcha gedola, he was so overjoyed. L'kach tiknu yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. And that's why we have this phrase, we start our Shabbos morning with yismach Moshe. Moshe rejoiced at the gift of his portion. So the word gift doesn't exactly fit, but the Avudraham explains, the Shabbos was given with a lashon, a language of gift. Shenemar, Ru'u ki Hashem, Nasan lachem HaShabbos. God bestowed, it's like a gift. But the way that Shiboli HaLeket explains, it's very nice. Paro said, "What gift do you want?" And this was Matnas Chalko. This was the gift that Moshe gave to the Jewish people, which was reaffirmed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu later on. The Shiboli HaLeket gives another explanation. He says that there was this idea that Moshe passed away on either Shabbos Mincha, and this comes up in another context as well, or right before Shabbos. V'hayu Yisrael, he says, Yoshev in tekef l'misaso, and the Jewish people sat near the time that he died, u'midaktikin v'masav v'misap v'mishvacho, and they would tell stories about his great deeds, and praise v'afilu l'misha mochiach, and he says, even those who say that he passed away on Friday, so too we on Shabbos remember the Zikaron of Moshe. Now, I just want to try to understand what this means. You know, usually we think about a yahrzeit, a person's day of the year on which they pass, as being a day to remark about them, to think about them. Maybe somebody you'll see, I've never seen such a thing, but maybe a day of the month, this person passed away on the 15th of the month. So every month on the 15th, you think about it. I want you to think about what the Shiboli HaLeket is saying. The custom of Yismach Moshe Matnas Chalko, of focusing on Moshe to this degree, on giving him credit where it is due, to really consider and to comprehend what it is that Moshe contributed to the Jewish people, Yismach Moshe Matnas Chalko, not only do we think about that on the day of his death and the day of his birth, on one day a year, but on one day every single week, we think back and give credit to Moshe, what Moshe did for the Jewish people, what, as it says here, b'ma'asav, u'masapim b'shvacho, and so yismach Moshe matnas chelko, Shabbos was, so to speak, Moshe's day. there's an incredible amount to talk about over here, and I hope to talk about it maybe some other time. What is the meaning, what is the depth behind the idea of Yismach Moshe, Velo Nosato, and all of these ideas that Shabbos is the exclusive property of the Jewish people, even though it seems as Shabbos is introduced the first time in Parshas Yisro, Shabbos seems to be universal. All of creation stopped on Shabbos. Why is it ours? We'll see. A different time, I hope. Have a great day.